Well, good morning, folks. Again, lovely to see and to welcome you to all to our family service today. And to those who are visiting with us, you're very, very specially welcome today among us. After this morning's service, as a lunch, and I don't know why you've planned to come to that, but we'd encourage everybody to come. I'm sure there'll be plenty for everybody. So please do join with us after the present service. United Evening Service then tonight, as the usual time, 6:15. It's the continuation of the hot potatoes we've been studying, and tonight we're looking at euthanasia. Also take note of the Ballymena Presbytery Youth Council. We're still looking for some young people, some Christian young people between the ages 16 and 20 who could represent our congregation. If you speak to Brian today, please, if you'd be willing to go to that. Also, the Mulyata Charity Shop, again, a big thanks to everybody who took part at the concert on Friday night. It was a really great time and praise and worship. But they're looking for volunteers who would be able to help on a part-time capacity in the shop in Cullibacky. Then the Sun Coming Week, the Kirk Session meet tomorrow, Monday night at 7:30. Do remember the midweek at 8 p.m. Friday night or Wednesday night. Again, this is a night when we'll be looking at summer outreach. Rachel Fleck and Rachel Glass will be telling us of what they'd plan to do over the summer, and Paul McCaw from Belfast City Mission on their outreach, and also Brian will giving a report on AIM in our own village in Ahochel. Thursday night at 7:30 then is a book launch by Adrian. Here's the book if you want to obtain a copy. Please come on Thursday night. Don't plan on being too long, maybe perhaps the quarters of an hour, I'll put it all over and then a cup of tea in the hall afterwards. So we'd encourage you to come and support Adrian as he presents this book, and he'll be here to sign it for personal copies. Prayer meetings then this coming week, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 11 a.m. And then the AIM application forms for those who've been interested in helping this team over the summer. There's application forms in the vestibule. And again, the closing date for this is next Sunday. And then from Rachel Fleck, a very big thank you to everyone who helped and supported my coffee morning yesterday. £980 was raised and will go towards the work our Exodus team will be involved in India this summer. And thank you all so much for your generosity. That's Rachel Fleck. Again, a big thanks to everybody who has helped in our service today and to all who are taking part. It's really encouraging to see so many here this morning. And again, if you've done even a little bitty part this morning, we give you that great word of thanks. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is lovely to see you here. George, thank you for bringing those announcements to us. Even though you weren't sure what night was what, but there's that much going on. We appreciate you. That's why I always like George to do it, because I always get floundered over as well. So George, thank you for doing that, and thank you for coming and supporting this today. And again, let me reiterate what George said. The lunch is for everyone, so if you're in no hurry away, stay with us and enjoy a time of fellowship one with another. We're exceptionally thankful to Proclaim, who won't actually be singing to us directly this morning, but they're going to be leading our worship. All these smiling faces at the front, we're glad that they're here, and we trust that each one will be blessed. And if you've brought a little one with you and it starts to make noise, we'll praise God for that, because noise in the church is a sign of life. So don't worry, don't you be getting upset, don't you be getting all worked up. We're glad you're here. Relax and enjoy the service as we worship God together. We're going to worship God with our opening praise, one that we know oh so well. Jesus loves the little children. Let's stand together as we praise God.
I love the little children of the world.
God, as we bow before him in prayer, let's all pray. Our gracious God and loving Father, we thank you and praise you for the great God that you are. And we want to say thank you that today we're here in this meeting house to lift your name high, to worship you, because you and you alone are worthy of our praise, our worship, and our adoration. And we thank you for the words you've been singing, and we thank you for the truth behind those words, that Jesus loves the little children. We thank you, Father, that you expressed that love while you were here on earth. We thank you that you took the children in your arms, you blessed them, and we again thank you for that reminder. Again, a reminder, even in Matthew 18, how you brought a little children into your midst and said, unless you become like one of these children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And Father, we thank you that children were so important to the Lord Jesus, and equally they should be so important to us within our congregation. And so we thank you for this day. We thank you that some of our children will be taking part. We thank you for the children of our church who are here week by week, and we can even express a little token to them later on as they receive that on behalf of the Church League of Loyalty Scheme. And we pray that you will continue, Lord, to add to your numbers here, and that we may see more young families coming and joining us here in Trinity. So, Lord, would you undertake for us today, would you help us as we listen to all the words that are being sung, and as we listen to the scripture readings, we pray that you might be in the midst of all of that. And we pray especially for later on, as Richard would bring that epilogue, that you would bless him and encourage him. So, Lord, we look to you, as always, in the mighty and in the risen name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hopefully you've received a little order of service of what's happening today, and you'll see it's kind of laid out, and I want to say thanks to Margaret for pulling all this together. We've got the early years, we've got the teens and up, we've got the adults' years, we've got mums and grannies, and then even we've got three grandas and an old boy, and I'm not included in that, but we'll see who's included in it, and we'll look forward to all that's going to take part. So we're starting off with the primary girls who are going to come and sing to us just now. So the primary girls, when I look up, 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 gift to you. Thank you.
Subdued version to what we practiced.
could, we would fill our hands with all the wonderful things you give us. Then we'd lift them up and give them back to you.
Girls, well done. I think you were just getting warmed up at the first one, but really well done. And wouldn't it be great if we all gave our lives to Jesus and gave completely our lives to the Lord Jesus? We're going to have our first scripture reading. Cameron McCall is going to come and read Psalm 39, verses 1 to 7. Thanks, Cameron.
I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me while I meditated. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth, without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
Amen. And we know God will indeed bless the reading of his word. Thank you, Cameron, for reading for us this morning. Moving on from the early years, we're coming to the teens and up, and the GB is going to come and sing for us just now, God is for me. So thank you, girls.
Thanks for watching Life Tree Kids.
Girls, thanks so much for reminding us of that great truth, that if God is for me, who can be against me? And a reminder that with God on our sides, then we're on the victory side. So thank you for that. As I was listening, I was thinking, last Saturday night, I nearly wasted the night watching the Eurovision Song Contest. I think we'll enter this group in for that next year. Well done. Thanks for leading us in that worship today. We're all going to sing in a moment or two, but the BB officers, I think it's just the officers, are going to lead us in the first verse of, I suppose, what nearly is their anthem, "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life." So BB officers, come to the front, and then we'll all join from verse 2 onwards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much to BB officers for leading us in that praise. And again, reminder that we can have an anchor for our soul, namely the Lord Jesus Christ. We're coming on to mums and grannies, and PW members are going to lead us in a piece entitled, Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me. So thank you, PW.
Let's
Well, ladies, thank you very much for leading us in that. And that surely, again, should be our desire, that as we live out our lives, that others would see something of the beauty of Jesus in our daily lives. We're coming to our second scripture reading. The two boys are making their way up to the pulpit. Reuben and Matthew are going to be reading from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17. Thank you, guys.
Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform signs that what you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. The flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sounds, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit."
"How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who has come from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him."
Thank you, Reuben and Matthew, for reading the scriptures for us this morning. We're coming to the three grandas and an old boy, and they're going to come up and sing, "Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful?" Thank you, Ben.
Who the old boy is, but I don't know. I'll leave that to you. Easter's not that long past, you know, folks, and when you consider what was accomplished for us in Calvary, it's only fitting that we can say, "Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?"
Sweeter story of the Saviour's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
How very wonderful
it is to me. Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the Father's soul away, saving, keeping all that was have found me. That is why my heart can truly say, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful?
wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? How very wonderful it is to me. Love beyond our human comprehending. Love of God in Christ, how can it be? This will be my theme, a never-ending, great redeeming love of Calvary. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, how very wonderful it is to
Well, we thank the men very much for their ministry this morning. We're going to continue to worship God as we present to Him our tithe and offering for the Lord's work. So your offering for God's work will now be received. Well, let us pray together. Father, thank you so much for all the good things that you give to us. Thank you that day by day that we have our homes to live in, we have food to enjoy, that Father, that you give us all of these good things that sometimes we just take for granted. We thank you that we can go and turn on our water taps and out comes nice clean water. And yet we're reminded today of boys and girls around the world who do not have such things that we take for granted. So, Lord, may you open our hearts to think about others. May you help us, Lord, to think, even as we were reflecting on Friday night about the children in Mulyata, who, Lord, today may not even have a bite to eat, who don't know where they're going to get clean water, who do not have toilet facilities that we have. Lord, would you undertake for those boys and girls today? And would you indeed be with our children and watch over them and keep them safe. And Lord, even as they at times go to the school and almost go begrudgingly, help them to realize what a blessed thing it is to have education. So we thank you, Lord, for each child, each young person connected with our congregation. Thank you for each family that is here and is represented here today. We pray that you'll bless them. And we thank you, Lord, that all of these blessings come from your gracious hand. And so we're glad that we can present our offering to you today and pray that you will take that and bless it and use it for the extending of your kingdom. We ask all of these things in the Savior's name. Amen. Now, if you're following the little order of service, you'll see we're all going to sing again, but I'm just going to make a slight tweak to the running order. Immediately after this, Richard Logan, he's busting to get up. Richard's one of our up-and-coming elders. He's one of our elders-elect. And he's going to be bringing, didn't put sermon, Richard, not to put you under more pressure. We put a little epilogue there. But I know that'll be a real blessing as you listen to that this morning. And then after that, if you're following that, I'm saying we're going to sing again. But I've decided we're going to give out the prizes because maybe some of our more senior folk would also like to see the prizes given out. And then we'll sing and there'll be opportunity for those with limited mobility to lead. So just a slight change. So let's stand together as we sing My Lighthouse and then immediately then over to Richard.
Around the congregation, would they like to come up to the front, make their way up just as normal? trouble of some sort. Just move on to the next row there, boys and girls. Squeeze up. You're not that big. We're all getting there, I think. Just about. Why set those on the floor? Why set those on the floor? I'll do. Everybody bunch up, and there's enough room for two more. Squeeze up. One more to go in. Just one more. One more. That's it. Right, everybody. Good to see you all this morning. It's good to have this opportunity to talk to you. You have done really well this morning. I've enjoyed the service, but I have to be honest, I was enjoying it a lot better sitting there than I am standing here now. But I'm up here this morning, and you'll see me with this rope. Some of you will have seen this talk before, because some of you come at the 567 crew. And I done this talk a few weeks ago, but it doesn't matter whether you've seen it or heard it before or not. It's important just to listen to it again. Okay? So I'll come in this morning with a rope, and somebody said to me, who's getting tied up this morning? Well, I'm not tying anybody up, but I'm going to talk about this rope just for a few minutes. All right? So everybody can see this end of the rope in my hand. Everybody can. All of you boys and girls, everybody around the church can see this end of the rope. But nobody can see the other end of the rope. You can see it maybe going across the floor here, but you can't see where it ends. I want you to use your imagination. Imagine that this rope does not end. It begins here and it just goes on forever. Okay? It doesn't end. This rope represents our lives. Okay? So if this rope represents our lives, this bit of the rope here, the bit that I'm tapping, represents the beginning of our lives. When does our lives begin, boys and girls? Yes, you. When you're born. So, if this represents our lives and this represents our birth, that means everybody in here today is on the rope. Everybody. Doesn't matter what age you are, whether you're up the front or while you're around the church, you're all on the rope somewhere. But we're all at different stages in this rope according to our age. And this is the bit here that could get me in a wee bit of trouble because I'm going to talk about age for a few minutes. All of you boys and girls, I'm just looking around. I'm going to guess here. These are all probably 10 years old and under. I think I'm right. I don't think there's anybody over 10. Okay. So that places you about here in this rope. Okay. You're just about on the rope. You see that? Just on the rope. You were born here and you've lived to here. Okay. But if you look here, to all these people looking at you, there are some teenagers within the choir. Important to note, they're not all teenagers. Okay. Okay, but there is some, and they're mostly this side. Those teenagers used to be your age. They were once your age, but now they are probably about here in this rope. They've lived longer than you, so that's how far they're up. Okay? Then you come to someone like me, who was once your age, who was once their age, but now I'm probably about here on this rope. That's where I am looking for. I'm up the rope. But then you come to someone like Brian, who, you're not going to believe this, but he was once your age. He was once their age. He was once my age. But now Brian is probably somewhere about, I'll be here in the rope. Somewhere about here. And just look how far he's up the rope. That is scary, isn't it? We're all on the rope, but we're not standing still. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day that goes past, we keep moving further and further along this rope. This rope's a one-way system, and it's all this way. Okay? Yous are here at the minute. Yous are here at the minute. But in a few short years, you will be here where our teenagers are at. And you'll be going through those same things that they're going through, like exams, maybe thinking of leaving school, what to do next, a job or university or whatever. And a few short years after that, you'll be here where I am, maybe married with kids of your own. And a few short years after that, you'll be here where Brian is, where his kids have all grown up, pretty much, where two of them are now married. See what I mean? We keep moving further and further and further along this rope. But if you notice something, as we keep moving along this rope, we get to this bit. We're running out of the red bit. Does anyone know what this might represent? Any ideas what that might represent? Yes. No. You're older, yes. But if this bit represents your birth, what might this bit represent? Any ideas? The back row, I'm looking at the back row. Yes. You will die when you die. That's right. Now, that's something we don't like talking about. Don't like talking about that. Definitely not. But unfortunately for every single person in here today, it's a fact of life and it's a reality that death is going to come at some point for each one of us. So it's not nice talking about it, but we have to talk about it. That means something, you know. We've said that we're on the rope. We've discovered somewhere between these two lines, between our birth and their death. See this line here? This line doesn't stand still either because this line can come at any time for any person. I said a few minutes ago that I was here. And it looks as if I'm right in the middle, doesn't it? I was born here and I've lived to here, but I've got from here to here before I die. Big problem with that, though. I don't know where this line's waiting for me. Because I don't know. This line could be waiting for me. This point of death could be waiting for me later on today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time. I just don't know. But guess what? Neither does anybody else. Not one single person in here today knows when that point of death will come for them. Nobody knows. For some, this point of death will come whenever they're 70, 80, 90 years old, or even older. For some, it will be when they're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. For some, when they're in their 20s. Sometimes it will be when they're teenagers. But sometimes it will be when you're age 10 and under. Age doesn't come into it, boys and girls. It does not matter. So we're all between these two lines today. That's where we are. Every single person in here today is between these two lines. But what about all the rest of this rope? Because this represents something as well. I'm going to get tied up. Does anybody know what this might represent, Sarah? Heaven. Yes, it can represent heaven, but just heaven. Just heaven. Or hell. Can represent either or. This bit of the rope represents eternity. And eternity is made up, as Sarah and Lily have reminded us, heaven and hell. The only two options which we have. There is no middle ground, there is no third place, there's no in-between place, it's one or the other. I said this is a one-way system. We're all heading this way, to one of these two places. Tell me something about eternity, though. How long does it last? Sonny. Forever. Just like I told you to imagine the rope lasted forever. That's why the rope lasts forever, because it represents eternity. It never, ever ends. Eternity lasts forever. And I'm sure if I asked a question today, where do you want to go in eternity? Where would you want to spend eternity? And you have a straight choice between heaven and hell. Where do you want to go? I'm pretty sure that every single person would say heaven. Every single person would say heaven. I'm pretty sure of that. But what stops us from going to heaven? What have we all got in our lives that stops us from going to heaven? Yes. Sin. Yes. We've all got sin in our lives and our hearts. That's something we all have in common in here today, regardless of our age. We're all sinners. Doesn't matter who you are, you're a sinner. How can I say that? Well, I can say that because it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. It doesn't say that some have sinned. It doesn't say a few have sinned. It doesn't say boys have sinned or the girls have sinned. It says all have sinned. Boys and girls, that includes all of you. You have all sinned. All those wrong things which you do and you know you do, that's sin. But not just you. Everyone else around the church today, they've sinned and they know they've sinned as well. They're all sinners as well. That stops us from going to heaven. But who did God send into this world to deal with that problem of sin? Who did he send? Who did he send? Who did he send? Jesus. He sent Jesus into this world to deal with that problem of sin. It says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life or eternal life is only found in heaven, boys and girls. Only found in heaven. Therefore, Jesus came into this world to die on the cross so that me and you could go to heaven. That's why he done that. Why would Jesus come? Why would Jesus come? And why would he take my place? Why would he take my place, boys and girls? Why would he take my place on the cross? Why would he take the punishment for my sin? Why would he do that? Why would he die for me? Because he loves me, boys and girls. That's why. But guess what? He's done the same for each and every person on here today. Why would he come? Ask yourself that same question. Why would he come into this world, and why would he take the punishment for your sin, the sins which you committed? Why would he take the punishment for you? Why would he take the place? Why would he suffer unimaginable pain and suffering for you? Why would he die for any of you? Because he loves each and every one of you as well. There's no other explanation for that, boys and girls. None at all. But we know Jesus didn't stay dead, because we know on the third day he rose again. Jesus defeated death, and he's now in heaven, and he's waiting for those who know and love him. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That means that any person who wants to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, you must first come to Jesus. Jesus is the one who holds the keys to heaven. Without Jesus, you will never, ever enter heaven. No matter what age you are, where you're from, what you've done, it doesn't matter. You must first come to Jesus. It says in Romans 10, verse 13, "For everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved." Will be saved. That means if you truly call in his name, any person calls in his name, you ask him into your heart, you ask him to forgive you for your sins. If you really mean that, he will save you. But what does it mean to be saved? What does Jesus save us from? He saves us from eternal pain, eternal suffering, eternal death, which is found in the only other option which we have, and that's in that awful place called hell. We said at the start, boys and girls, we're all on the rope. We're all on this rope. We discovered we're here. But I hope as everyone's listened, that you realize something. We're never, ever getting off this. We're never getting off this. Never. If any person's here today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, well, praise God, you're between these two lines, because that means that you still have that opportunity to give your life to Jesus, to seek that forgiveness which he can only give. But as I finish off, I want to make it clear to everyone, age doesn't matter. Wherever this point of death comes for you, wherever it comes for you, if you cross this line without Jesus, that's too late. Okay? Thank you for listening so well, boys and girls. I'll maybe just hand back to Brian at this point.
Richard, thanks so much. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for a clear reminder today that we need Jesus in our lives. Doesn't matter what age we are. And we pray, dear Father, that even this day, that anyone who's without you might realize the urgency of that, and this day claim you as Lord and Savior. So, Father, continue to be with us. We do pray all of these things in our Savior's name. Amen.